virgin years, importune years, dementibus ea.
Oh God. All right. Soprano two, not soprano one. And as you can tell, my voice is pretty screwed up. Need some throat coat. Today is December the 1st, Sunday. I almost missed this week's recording because, oh man, this week is just so fast. Meeting up with people, taking care of people's burned houses. Yeah. Have you been to a burned house? I mean, okay, so my friend's parents' house got burned, partially burned. It's a total structural loss, but we, right afterwards, the next day, when it was kind of drizzling, and they're missing the roof, of course, we were salvage all those albums and artifacts, you know, memorabilia. It's kind of surreal. Just imagine somebody, his parents was, you know, living in the house, improving it and planning for the holidays, and just something happened and now they have no home to go back to. That's just heartbreaking. So yeah, check up your fire insurance, etc. You can never know what happens. Also, just holidays, visiting people, went to a lot of grunge in the middle of Houston and Austin. I missed that kind of farm feel. I was born in a kind of like a farm town, and I remember they had warehouses with all those grains and seeds, and people just doing their daily stuff, going by the clock of the season, of the earth, you know, and I kind of miss that. Went to GQ, of course. And of course, here for the cones and the blizzard. Anyway, yeah, and happy Native American Day or American Indian, maybe they like to be called, because I think they deserve their equal footing in the society. We're not saying that they're native as if they're somehow backward. I think if you are digging into their lifestyle and their methods, you will know that they're way ahead of their time. Their wisdom, we're still trying to recover in order to save ourselves. So, and a joke. Let's see. What did I joke about? Yeah, I was into this craze, I mean, not craze, but you know, some kind of regimen to eliminate wrinkles or shit, because it's not getting younger. One of them, they suggest you sleep on your back, and I tried, I guess, 3 nights in a row, and I swear I'm about to have a heart attack. I'm not a back sleeper. Okay, so the thing with that is, one, I have to basically fence myself with pillows, and it was just a weird position to get into when I go in on other bed. Another thing is, I cannot fart in that position. I mean, have you tried? I mean, I have somewhat curved spine, and that means my freaking asshole is right there, like, topped by the mattress. And unless I try to, you know, go full on shit and fart, I cannot get those bad girls out. So that makes me, my stomach bloated on top of my heart fucking racing all day, all night. It's from lack of rest. Yeah, I think you should just sleep however you, it's naturally for you, and forget about fucking wrinkles. They come and you cannot stop them. Well, you can disguise it, but no, it's for your own good. You have some wrinkles, man. People don't take you seriously if you don't have wrinkles. And farting is very good for you. Do fart, you know, not to someone's face, but fart. Let those gases out. That and what else? I feel like I have another joke in me. Let's see. I would last night. Okay, so this is where I learned to kind of do on-the-spot thinking. Let's see. I was thinking about some people, they are, how people are different, right? You think everybody are like you, and you're annoyed when people were not thinking like you, responding like you, but people actually were different. A side sleeper and a back sleeper, notwithstanding. And also, in the choirs where I'm doing soprano 2, thank you very much, there's just one lady, soprano 1, she just can belt it out. She can belt it out, and there's no nervousness in her. And I used to envy people like that, but I realized something is for them is just a natural thing to do. They don't feel good about it. They don't feel nervous about it. They just feel like it's something they have to do. And when I observe them, they're very even, right? I mean, do you really want that evenness? Or some people like that. I wonder though if it's people want to have up and downs. That's why they have up and downs. And people are even because that's the one thing they are sure they know and they are comfortable with. That's not quite a joke. Okay, let me consult my fucking Slack because I put all my jokes on fucking Slack. And it is Sunday, so this one thing I shouldn't be doing is telling jokes and doing anything at all on Sundays. That's not a good one. Okay, so I'm saving that one for a real stand-up because it has contextual stuff. I was actually thinking about doing my first stand-up next Monday, and you know, I have so many excuses for not going up there, and the one I'm using for next Monday is it's gonna be freaking cold. It's gonna be in the 40s. Yeah, that's my excuse, but just think if I really go up there, I have something to talk about. It's like the weather sucks and there's none of you. And I'm just talking to five walls and a door and a couple of chairs. That'd be very interesting, wouldn't it? I mean, think of what's gonna happen afterwards, the adrenaline rush and the disappointment and the fulfillment is like a whole pot of emotions. It's not a guaranteed success. It's not going to be embarrassing failure. So maybe I'll do it. What do you think? What else? Oh, yes. I'm talking really fast because I've been talking whole day. I thought I was going to faint in the freaking church. Yes, I went to church because of choir. And I reminded how much it's not quite my thing. But occasionally, yeah. Is church your thing? What's anybody saying? Yeah, and afterwards with a choir member, we'll talk about the pros and cons of church. As everything, there's pro and there's con. And be aware of it, please. That's my rant. You probably won't hear this because this sucks. I'm ranting. I'm renting the house. No, I'm rambling. I still don't know how to be funny, and if it's a survival instinct, maybe it will come up when I'm up there. People do laugh sometimes, but most times they're just like, where did this thing come from? But that's funny too, isn't it? And this way we think about this a lot of things these days. Anyway, hopefully you had a good Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving, or thank you native people for enduring. Please keep on thriving. Please do us a favor. And that's it. Hope to see you, hear you, write it to you, and sing to you next week. Getting busier. Ciao.